Commissioner Smale, we've just discussed the closing down of the situation with the officers and ask Ian now to summarise further.
Mr. Mayor, so to clarify, consider the rule that was pointed out in the Court of Order. The fees and charges were a document that was approved in November's council meeting. It was passed by the council. It's within 6 months, so that decision cannot be altered tonight, which is without a proper procedure, the rules being followed. So amendment tonight cannot alter the fees and charges that have already been agreed.
Thank you. Councillor Lemington, do you wish to put forward an alternative amendment excluding those items?
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for your forbearance and for everyone in the chamber. It's obviously an interesting topic that we'll know next year what's going on. We won't make that mistake again, as has been said. I'm surprised that considering this is something that affects the people of Staffordshire Council, Stone as well. And car parking is an issue in Stone as well as it is in Stafford. And I feel sorry that it's effectively been brushed under the carpet, and what it's saying to the people of Stafford is we're not interested in helping you with car parking charges. A very sad day for democracy in that respect. So, the amended budget, now, do you want to read it all out or take the bits in and out? It might be simple if I just read out what's changed.
What's left?
Yes, just change. Yeah.
Okay, so with the windfall coming from the increased interest from investments held by Staffordshire Council, estimated to be 1.6 million, as well as
782,000. You said 728.
Oh, sorry, dyslexia. As well as a 782,000 additional surplus from the last financial year. I missed the next bit out. And then go on to the reason. I'll carry on. Which has gone into reserves, coupled to the strong likelihood that interest rates will remain higher for longer. That gives the Borough Council headroom to support all residents during a cost of living crisis by, one, holding council tax. And I do understand, having read through this, that we can talk about council tax, and that is important to residents. So, holding council tax rather than increasing by 2.99%. The additional council tax being raised is planned to sit in the council's bank account. It is better that it sits with all our residents' bank accounts and they can choose how to spend their own money. So, we would allocate just over £760,000 towards home energy saving measures to retrofit insulation to the homes of the most vulnerable in our borough. And these 2 points, the council tax and the homes for the most vulnerable, the insulation, this would be funded by allocating just £500,000 to reserves rather than the planned £1.6 million. That's for that pause, please, Mr. Mayor.
I'd like to second that.
Mr.
Mayor,
I'd like to second that reserve when I speak.
Any comment on that amendment?
Councillor Cook comes at the end of the debate.
So well, I was going to move that the motion now be put.
Okay. Right, in terms of voting for the amended. Councillor, yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Long night, long day. We've not in this debate spent much time talking about the importance of housing to our residents. Housing is a key determinator of health, and within these proposals there are proposals to improve energy efficiency by bringing in home energy saving measures to retrofit insulation. But it has a double bubble, because for those residents who are impacted directly by the cost of living crisis, and the energy prices that have spiralled post the war in Ukraine, and the uncertainty internationally. The ability to save residents' costs by having a more energy efficient home is like a double bubble. And I think it's really important the measures aren't just into a ring-fenced pot that, you know, is nefarious and could be spent on something, but it's actually deliberately targeted at something which will have immediate benefits. I think this budget amendment is sensible. There is an additional £2.3 million that has come into the Borough Council's coffers this year, which is windfall. But it's being held as a windfall to the Borough Council rather than to the residents. And the Borough Council has a duty to support its residents. Therefore, I'm absolutely in support of this amended budget, and I urge members to support it. Thank you.
Okay, there's no further time. Does Councillor Jones?
Mr. Mayor, I find it very difficult to understand why in November we agreed something and yet now we're not allowed to look at it again. No organisation fixes the budget and then doesn't review it on a regular basis.
Thank you, Councillor. Well, that's outstanding orders.
Mr. Mayor, this is getting increasingly chaotic. Can we just go to the votes and move on and get rid of this nonsense that we're hearing from the other side?
Half baked.
Thank you. As soon as people start requesting to make a comment, we'll go to the vote. So, on that basis, you've already spoken.
Just a point of order, Mr. Mayor. Presumably it's a named vote because it relates to council tax.
The authorising provision only works at the next council when you actually set the fee set. You'd have to call the name of the
In that case, we'll have a amend vote.
Thank you.
So, please, to the amendment. So, we've got Councillor Nixon before we do go to the vote. It's slightly out of order because Councillor Burt has had his right to reply.
Thank you.
Says, we added cement to the sand when previous budgets were built on. Thank you.
Councillor Kenny. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to add a little bit further to that, that this new administration and controlling groups are now adding further reinforcement bar to that concrete.
Okay, before we call in the structural engineer.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, we've had a fun evening, really, haven't we? Half-baked amendments, ill thought out, no consultation with officers. We've all been hanging around for ages. I think we all need to go to our beds now. So I'm just saying, I commend once again the budget to members. It's a good one. It's good news. A lot of good news in it. However much the opposition try and tarnish it, we are using that money wisely. We are investing it wisely. I wonder just how much The county council will be having a budget debate soon, or they perhaps already had it. And of course they could raise their budget by, is it 4.99%?
As much as that.
I think so. I just wonder how the Conservatives here, who are also on the county council, will be voting when they come to their budget. I thought they wouldn't like that, Mr. Mayor, that's why I said it. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks. Can we please go to vote? Okay? Right. All those in favour of the motion, please. Okay? All those against? I guess the vote is carried. Thank you. For your time, councillors, and patience on that one. The budget is fundamental to the operation of the council. The debate, I think, could have been a little bit better managed. However, we got there in the end, we have a budget, and a lot of councillors have to use and achieve that. So that's something which anyway we'll get to achieve. So item 9 on the agenda is a waiver of 6 months. Councillor attendance rule. Councillor Kennedy, are you going to
ask me? Yes, I'd like to propose that we use the waiver of 6 months. Councillor attendance rule. Councillor Farm has been seconded by a very large company in statute, JCP, to work in Jack Hall for 6 months.
Thank you. Is that seconded?
Yep.
Mr. Mayor, when looking at the ethical elements of what's been proposed, it seemed to me that it differed significantly to the previous times when we've given dispensation to members who've been absent from this council, because principally those members who were given the dispensation were seriously ill. So then I went back and thought, you know what, let's go and see what the LGA advice is on this. And I started with actually the government's website about councillors, and it said councillors are elected to the local council to represent their own local community. So they must either live or work in the area. That's what the government website says. The councillor's role centres around community leadership and engagement. Responsibilities include representing the ward for which they are elected, decision making, developing and reviewing council policy, scrutinising decisions taken by councillors on the executive or cabinet. And when I then reflected, I wondered how that was possible when you're not actually in this country. I'm not suggesting you've gone to Scotland or Wales, but you're actually not even on this continent. And then I looked at the advice and it said, being an effective councillor requires both commitment and hard work. That was one of the things I thought that as a paradigm we should look at this request through. I then went to Lord Nolan, who in 1995 created the Standards in Public Life, which is something that we as councillors, anyone in public life has used tirelessly. Selflessness, integrity, objectivity, accountability, openness, honesty and leadership. And I wondered how many of those Nolan principles actually don't quite sit well with me. I could read about what the LGA also advised, but one of the other elements I looked at was my mum would say, what does it smell like? What's the sniff test? And to me, it didn't particularly stand up to scrutiny. And the final element that caused me concern was the unfortunate position where actually there is a space being taken up on this council that someone else could have adequately fulfilled, who would have been in this country, who would have been doing the work representing their ward, who would have been able to turn up to meetings and scrutinise the role of this council and the work of this council and been involved in policy and decision making. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Kennedy should be the end.
Just wanted to get a point of information. Can I get that?
Clarification.
If that's what it is.
Yeah, it is. Councillor Powell is available to his, the residents in his, within his ward, and he has been in touch with them while he's been away so far.
Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for sitting that on. Yes, we live in an age now where it can represent his constituents. It's called Teams, and we all use it. So that, and it should be able, the law should be changed, so we can actually use Teams in our committee meetings. Yep. And if you did, that would save a lot of people, a lot of travelling, and a lot of problems would be solved. I'm disappointed in you. Mr. Jeremy Pert, I'm disappointed in you. We're trying to attract younger people to be councillors. When I say younger people, I don't mean 17-year-olds. I mean people in their 30s and 40s and there, I say 50s. That age group. Now, it's hard enough to get them as it is. They're in the middle of their careers. They're bringing up families. They have mortgages, etc., etc. So they're not available to us in this council. When we do have somebody who fits that criteria, an intelligent person, representing his constituents well, makes a great contribution to this authority, wants to stay on this authority, but, as I just said, has a career and has to do things sometimes that your employer insists that you do to further that career, we should help people, not come out with, what does it smell like, for goodness sakes. Mr. Mayor, please, can we just move on with this? Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to remind the members opposite that Councillor Howell is going to be working, unlike the members of the political family opposite, he is not going into the jungle as a celebrity. I didn't know I could be members of the same political family.
I prefer to be that it's the man to crack the jokes. Okay, can we take the vote? There's nobody else indicating. All those in favour of waiving 6 months, Councillor attendance in this case. Those against? Are there item 10 on the agenda? Are there any items referred from scrutiny committees?
Not
in that case, I declare this meeting closed. Thank you for your time, councillors. Thank you.
Well done, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor, ladies and gentlemen, for standing, we're from Mayor Stafford Borough, Andy Cooper, retired to the council chamber.